Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. I host Building Fortunes Radio. We've been doing this radio show and this internet radio station, if you will, since 2012. And it's going to be a great radio show today because I have some special guests. But one of my first special guests is a gentleman I've known for a long time. His name is Coach David Smile. Everybody calls him Coach Smile. And you can't have a bad call if Coach Smile shows up. So even if we're a little bit disorganized as we're kind of wrapping up some of the details for this radio show, I wanted to post this because Coach told me about something that is happening where there's a sense of urgency and there's a benefit for you to learn about this and kind of get started as fast as you possibly can. So I'm going to have a couple of different guests here, but one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, somebody who's proven himself in home-based businesses and certainly a gentleman with a ton of integrity and just the right guy, is a Coach David Smile. So, Coach Smile, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. You are the best. And to our listening audience, anyone that is really excited about home-based business, about entrepreneurship, whether you're young, middle, or more seasoned, this is an opportunity you've got to take a look at. Care beyond the next generation, the next gen. And every couple of decades, something new and different comes along. And this is exciting because it's new, it's different. And I have here to explain what's new, it's different, is that this opportunity is designed for you to use social media. So for the young folks that know how to use social media, this opportunity is ideal. And for that, we've got the president, Mr. Tim Taylor, and Mr. Carl Palmer, that will go through. And what I'd like to do, Peter, is turn the interview and the show over to you. You are the expert. So, sir, take it away, and it's a pleasure working with you again.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. So since we have a lot of people on the guest, on the host lines, I'm going to mute you out, Coach. We're going to bring you back in a little bit later on. And I think those are the two people we're speaking with, Tim Taylor and Carl Palmer. I'm not sure if Nate Jackson is going to be here or not, so you tell me when I bring you back on.
No.
Okay.
Tim's listening.
Okay, I'm going to mute you out. So here we go. There's a gentleman who's going to be my first guest. His name is Tim Taylor. Tim's the president of the company. Tim and I have had these types of radio shows before. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/carebeyond, you'll be able to hear his voice, some of his background, the previous radio shows we've done with Care Beyond. And again, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/carebeyond, you'll be able to hear that. Tim's a great guy. I mean, he definitely knows what he's talking about. And we've had conversations about health and nutrition. And I know Care Beyond has a great, you know, product line when it comes to health and wellness. But you were telling me a little bit about something that really tweaked my interest as far as, besides a great business opportunity, some of the things that you're working on with digital or cryptocurrency. So can you tell us about that, Tim? First of all, if you want to give us any level of your background, you certainly can. Whatever intros you want to give, you certainly can. But when you're ready, I want to get into the digital or the cryptocurrency.
Well, that's great, Peter. I want to get into that, too. I'm so excited. I'm vibrating off my seat over here. My gosh. But, hey, thanks for having me on the show. And, hey, Coach, good to hear your voice again, my friend. You know, Care Beyond is moving into the next generation. You know, most of us have gone through the COVID situation in the last couple of years, and it's been, slow. You know, it's been slow in business in a lot of different areas, but during that time of slowness on our part, we sped up in our development team. We got our heads together of things that we could do if we wanted to come out of this pandemic situation and go into something that's big and vast and prosperous and that can bless a lot of people, and that's what we actually sat down to do. So as Coach alluded to, we came up with the next generation of Care Beyond. And one of the parts that we're doing with this, Peter, is what we're calling a digital token. And it's digital token, much like you've heard of with, you know, Bitcoin or Ethereum or Dogecoin or whatever one that you want to go, whatever your favorite coin is. We're following along that track, but in a way different way than most other companies are doing this. And what we've released is a new program that's called Care Big. And that's the name of our token. And the Care Big format is unique in anything I've ever seen or you've ever seen in this particular arena. And because what I mean by that is it's dual use. So unlike most tokens that come out where they simply have a store of value, in other words, you buy it for what you think it's worth, and you find it, you sell it to somebody else who thinks it's worth more. It's more or less backed by nothing other than the good faith or belief of the person that's buying it. It's kind of like the U.S. dollar to a certain extent. It's really just it's a promise to pay. You know, it's what is a willing buyer willing to pay for something, and their speculation increase that it's going to increase in value. None of them are truly transactional tokens. What Care Beyond has done is go into dual use. And here's what I mean by that. If you've ever gone to a frequent flyer on an airline, say you fly, say, American Airlines, right? You get your American Airlines Advantage points. You can take those Advantage points. They reward them to you for how many miles you buy. Sometimes you can also accumulate them by making credit card transactions. You might accumulate them through the Alliance Network if you were to buy and fly on El Al or some other different airline somewhere else. Whatever airline it is that you're flying with, there's these an ecosystem of companies that will swap and exchange those particular reward points to be able to utilize them back at American or at another location with whatever they are. And so that, in essence, is one of the things that we've done with our Care Big token. So Care Big tokens can be utilized immediately, and you're developing and receiving them for transactional activities. They're not for sale, so to speak. But, you know, if you were to watch a presentation and see the amazing Coach Smile do a rundown of what's going on, or talking about, you know, Carl Palmer reviewing some of the amazing water developments that we've come up with, you might get some tokens just for watching that. Moreover, if it was like a conventional token, if you were to buy something with Care Beyond, you'd get some reward points for that. The key with these is they are immediately redeemable for Care Beyond products right off the bat, as well as other different companies that are coming on. We might even have, you know, doing something with your Fortune Radio channel, where at some point you might be willing to accept Care Big tokens as part of your payment. Or we might do it with, you know, some of the other companies we're working with, such as the Dollar Store or some jewelry places or some different, you know, as far as personal development training and things like that. The key with this is they immediately are redeemable almost as a currency, so they're backed by something rather than simply vaporware, which is, you know, hey, maybe it'll grow, maybe it won't. But the other side of the dual use is it can actually grow in value as well, much like the other standardized cryptocurrencies that people are so used to.
Oops, excellent. Okay, good. And just so we know, Coach Smile, Carl dropped off, so you might have to have a call back in. So I was I put myself on mute as I was trying to coordinate Carl coming back in. Now, I'm really super, very excited about learning more about how to use your digital currency. But, you know, there's a lot of crypto programs, a lot of them in the MLM world, and some of them don't end very well. What is it that makes big you call it Care Big, like B-I-G. Is it that makes Care Big different from the other ones that might be out there?
Well, you know, that's a great point. One of my background is, as you know, and some of your listeners know, is I've been in the industry for many years, decades, and we've launched over 1,000 companies, some of them huge, some of them small. And one of the things that we've always steered clear of for the very reasons that you just alluded to, is doing cryptocurrencies. You know, a coach had talked to me about this company or that company in the past, and I looked at them and said, you know, that's great. Somebody's going to make some money with that, but that means because it's fully speculative, somebody's going to lose some money with it as well. And in the old adage in network marketing is, you know, the old NFL club, no friends left. And most companies that I know of that have done crypto in a network marketing environment, their NFL clubs are pretty big. And what makes us completely different is just this one point. These tokens are immediately of value. They are immediately redeemable for products and services, not just with our company, but with others. They're not even for sale, for that matter, at this point. So they are, you know, not only are you able to utilize them and promote and build your business with them, I mean, think about this. The last time any of us in the network marketing field had a meeting and you invited somebody over to come and watch your presentation, you know you've got a great program. Do they come? A few of them do, but the majority don't. Their dog got hit by a car. Their daughter did something. They got a straw in their ear or something. You know, something is going on that's getting in the way, and it's the excuse club of what's keeping them from getting to that event. With the Care Big token, people are actually able to incentivize. For example, you can have a link on Facebook, social media, as Coach was alluding to. People can receive 30 or 50 Care Big tokens just for clicking on that link. What's more, they watch the video that link connects to. They might get 100 more. They can come to a local live again. They might get several thousand Care Big tokens. The idea with this is we can motivate behaviors in ways that help monetize the build of a program and with true value. It's not something that's wholly speculative, but it still has that speculative side on it. Bottom line is it's backed by something other than simply greed, which is what many of the tokens are out there, and that's why we're different.
Excellent. Okay, good. So this sounds really fantastic. It sounds like a lot of people want to learn about it. Are these tokens for sale, and how do we get involved with this?
Well, that's a great question also, and the bottom line is no. We don't want to step across the line and go out and offer these for sale. What we want to do is basically make it available in the early stages for people to really get up and get going. With, in blockchain technology, what it comes down to is transactions. At the time that this token, as it ultimately hits the exchanges where you can exchange it for other tokens or dollars for that matter, the more value that it's going to come on it is based upon the number of transactions that are recorded on that blockchain. So what we're doing in these early stages, ground zero with Care Beyond, is literally paying you to take them. And that sounds like a strange concept, but that's exactly what we're doing. In the near future, you'll be able to watch an online presentation with us and get some Care Big tokens just for doing that. In this a little bit further future, you'll be able to watch a Facebook link, click on something online on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or TikTok, or whatever other social media that your favorite is, click on an ad that's posted by one of our associates, and you'll be able to get some Care Big tokens just like that. But the key to these is right now at our ground zero range, these are redeemable immediately at about 8 cents, and therefore towards products and services, not by just Care Beyond, but by other companies. The only caveat is right now is you need to be a Care associate to do that in order to receive them. So here's the good news. You can do that for nothing. You just simply sign up, get a free account, and you can have your Care Big tokens immediately deposited into them. Now, I've got something that I want to share real quick is we've been going through a blitz as we're going through the next generation of Care Beyond, really kicking this thing off. And we're doing a series of events all across the country. We did Las Vegas last week, and we were in Orlando and then California, Anaheim, California. We're coming into, I think I was in Orlando again last night, as a matter of fact, going into Tampa Bay, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, doing a big one out in Carlsbad, California. And we're going to be up in Rochester, New York, going into the New York area, the tri-state area, with a whole blitz of campaigns. Now, the key with this is just by attending one of those events, any one of them, about an hour event, you're going to get great information. you're going to get 5,000 Carabig tokens. That's worth $400 at today's value immediately. You can spend it immediately, or you can hold on to it and save it and see what happens with the overall value down the road. But the key is, Peter, 5,000 Carabig tokens you can get just by attending one of our Care Beyond events. Now, that is a pretty good way to get started, don't you think?
Well, I'm somewhat startled by the amount that you're giving away. You don't have to give away that much. It's kind of amazing. And when you say token, I don't know what you've been smoking, but I'll take it. You know, the reality was, the reality is, this is fantastic. Now, I've seen, you know, a lot of different things. This sounds really great. It's great that you can actually earn these tokens by doing the activities that's going to help you become successful. So it's a win-win situation all across the board. We're going to have you come back and talk more about Care Big, because I want to give that more attention. But it's hard to get Carl Palmer on the phone, so we have him here. He's the inventor, and he'll tell us a little bit more about it. Something called this Azul. I hope I'm pronouncing it the right way, Azul Beyond. And when I first heard about this from Coach, I was scratching my head because I had never seen anything like this before, although I kind of wish that somebody had invented this. So I'm going to bring Carl on. So hold on if we can do this. I know he's got a special listening device. He's got to figure out. Okay, good. Carl, I think you're here. So, Carl, can you hear us?
Yeah,
okay?
I'm here.
Perfect.
Everything's
going. Thank you. Yay. Thank you very much. So
hey, thank you.
Tell us a little. And I know I want to have separate radio shows with you as well, because this deserves its own show. But tell us a little bit about this Azul Beyond, the problems that it kind of solves, the reason why people need it, and how it, you know, kind of handles a solution that people are looking for, especially today. So Azul, for those people that are wondering, how do you spell that? It's A-Z-U-L. So tell us a little bit about this Azul Beyond product.
Well, the process of the product is developed for the use in three different areas, and as you just expressed, problems and needs and solutions. I'm going to tell you what those specific things are, and I'll explain to you the way that Azul can provide the answers to how you can drink water safely without that concern, okay? Number one, the problems are contamination of drinking water. It's found now throughout the nation and throughout the world. There are literally thousands of organic contaminants, things like herbicides and fungicides and pesticides and insecticides and things like that. And then, in addition to that, there are different major concerns. There's lead and cadmium and chromium, copper and arsenic and aluminum and things like that. Those are all heavy metals and trace minerals. Then, in addition to that, we have radiation from the Fukushima earthquake.
Yeah, the nuclear disaster.
Yeah, it was in Japan. We're now witnessing a vast amount of radiation in our drinking water supplies here on the West Coast primarily, but all over the United States. They're causing major problems with health. The health problems specifically in that is here in the local area of Southern California. If you go to take a child to a radiation specialist, you'll find out that about 15 to 25% of the children going there have hyperthyroidism or thyroid cancer. It's very, very dangerous.
Wow.
And in addition to that, you know, pH is a big deal that everybody's talking about, you know, how good it is for you, et cetera. The problem with that is if the water is too high in pH, it can be not so good. If it's too low, meaning down in the 5 or 6, it becomes very acidic. So what you're trying to do is to find a water supply that equalizes your water supply and try to give you a pH of somewhere above 7.2 up to 9.5. So those are all the problems. The needs, of course, are the problems to have a product that eliminates or exactly improves those specific contaminants. So you have acidic contamination, you have chemical contamination. Those are herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, all of industry and agriculture. You have heavy metals, which are and trace minerals. Trace minerals we want, heavy metals we don't want. So, and then, of course, on top of that, we have the pH and the radiation. So those are all the problems and the needs that are created by that cause cancer, genetic mutation, birth defects, et cetera, et cetera. A vast amount of different contaminants are causing and creating great different needs. Okay, Azul, a product. My background: I invented home reverse osmosis in 1966. I invented home reverse osmosis, when doing so, I after a period of time, Coca-Cola acquired that company from me in 1973. So now AMF, and then AMF bought my next company. Shackley bought my next one. So what's happened with that? Now that particular technology is now found all over the world, not just here in the United States, but throughout the world. So, and it's been an amazing product to have. This product we've got here is something we've always been looking for, so a way to deliver a product that had the ability to remove those contaminants that I just mentioned. It had the ability to remove those contaminants and just remove heavy metals and not trace minerals. Had the ability to increase pH to a point that's reputable or what you should have. So, and when we did that, we had that ability to do that. Now, the key to that is there's been other products out there that I'm sure you know of. There are pitchers, products, and maybe some of them, and they're actually in bottles. But the pitcher problem is that if you're trying to find something that's going to give you water that tastes better. And then the other big thing, if you buy something that you're trying to find something that's equitable in pricing, so you want something that you can price that will give you at least 150 gallons of water to drink from. So that's what Azul does. It increases, it allows it, give. It's been tested up to 250 gallons. That assures you the tested ratio of 150 gallons. Now, in addition to that, people that are looking for these kind of things are hungry to try to find something that's certified that will remove things like arsenic and aluminum and cadmium and chromium and copper. The movie Roman Brockovich, chromium 6, all over the country. Now the big one right now is the one that we're hearing a great deal about, and it's found literally all over the United States. In fact, it's found in over 200% of the blood in the people in the United States. That's 96%. It's found in hundreds of millions of people in China. All over the world, PFOA. Now, I'm going to say the word PF, PF plural, PFs. So PFA, PFO, PFF. That I'm familiar with, there are 15 of them that I'm well familiar with. Those are found, again, all over the United States, and your food and your water and your clothing, et cetera, everywhere. Now, the value that we're trying to do is get rid of that. It's found in 96% of the blood of the people in the United States, and so what we're trying to do is get rid of it. This product removes down to one part per trillion. I'm going to say it again. One part per trillion. Bottle or pitcher reduces PFs down to that low level, and as it's doing that, it has the ability to give you that 150 gallons of water. So that's pretty great accomplishment, really. And a part per trillion is one grain of salt and dumped in one grain in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. One grain. So on your first question, I'm afraid I took a little bit long on it, but that's basically what it is. We're working for problems, need solutions. We're looking for a way to provide good pricing. We're looking for a way to find good taste. We're looking for a way to find variable contaminant capabilities that have also the ability to improve the taste and also what the product will do to the benefit of the drinkers. Next question.
Now, I've been associated with for myself personally with water filtration and purification and stuff like that through my direct sales background. So I've had a lot of time to study this. There's a lot of people that don't really realize that there's probably not a place, certainly within our listening audience. If you're listening to this, chances are your water is somewhat contaminated. If you're far, far away and you can't get any reception, like you live in the country, you're not exempt from this because there's a lot of other things that are happening to really, challenge the safety of your water. So I know you covered a little bit of this, but could you summarize and give us the five major types of contaminants facing people in our country today? So I know you said some of them, but could you give us the five major types? Because a lot of people think that, my drinking water is okay, or the government says it's okay, and I'm not here to speak anti-government, but it's your body, right? It's your body. You're the one who's going to be ultimately responsible for whatever you put into it for either your pets or your dogs or your plants or whatever else is going on. So can you share with us the five major types of contaminants?
Sure, no problem. I always use it easiest way when I use it by the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, that kind of thing is easy for me to remember. The first contaminant that's known really to man was aesthetic contamination. Aesthetic contamination is simply dust, dirt, soap, sand, anything that might make water taste bad or be unsightly or you couldn't see through it. That's an aesthetic contamination. There are numerous causes of ill health because of aesthetic contamination. I'm going to pass on the word on the bacteriological, only because the government is very, very concerned about what people are drinking in water and what might cause any ill health, and we're not allowed to make those kind of representations at all. So the next one would be C, and C would be a chemical. Any chemical that comes from industry or agriculture is always going to be a carcinogen. And all of them primarily are all trace minerals, are everything from herbicides, the fungicides, the pesticides, the insecticides, you name it, and that's an aseptic, those are contaminants. They all and more generally are cause contamination, which cause cancer. Okay? Then the other one that you get involved in are organic contaminants, or excuse me, inorganic contaminants that are heavy metals, and those are the good ones. You know, those are things like sodium and calcium and magnesium and things like that that are a benefit to your health. So you've got the five big ones. And the next one is organics. And it's different organics than people think about eating fruit out of the fruit stand. These are organics that cause different contaminants that create major ill health concerns. The one I mentioned a little earlier was PFOA and PFOSs. They're dreadfully controlled. They're found in 96% of all the blood in the people in the United States. Now, I'm sitting here looking at a document that's a monograph document. It says on the front of it, it's a monograph document. It says CPT monograph. It says immunotoxicity associated with exposure to PFOA and PFOAs. It's 3 inches thick, and it came from the University of Wisconsin. It's a monograph, meaning it's been medically approved. Okay, so what we have done, we have taken that particular contaminant, and we have produced it, and as we did with all of our products that those products will have, they will have testing availability to them for all the contaminants that I just mentioned. Now, the particular one we're talking about, PFOA, contaminant laboratory up in Oregon, named ALS Laboratories, enclosed our results of samples submitted to our laboratories on June 19th, 2990 for your reference. These analyses have been assigned for service to our request so-and-so. They did tests on 14 different contaminants. They're all PFs. I won't bother reading them all to you, but in progress of doing it, the analysis analyzes all the ones I just mentioned and another 15 more, and the results on those show ND-U. That means non-detectable or undetectable, and it's dropping the level of those contaminants down to one part per trillion. I think I mentioned that. Now, on the other one, you have movies like Erwin Brockovich. Erwin Brockovich, that's just 35 miles north of L.A. What's the problem there? You know, a $300 million lawsuit. You know, but it was caused by many people, like cancer and many, many genetic mutations and different contaminants that are causing lots and lots of ill health. Okay? So the other element would be is radiation. Radiation, you know, what we've all heard of the problem in Japan, of the earthquake that caused a great deal of radiation floating over here through the water and also through the sky. So the problem with that is that now the children are suffering from high volumes of radiation, and it's causing thyroid cancer and hyperthyroidism. And 19% of the children now are exposed to different radiological labs are being exposed and being told that that's a problem with their child. So it's lots, okay? The PFA thing, as I shared with you, that is not a contaminant. It is in manner it can be. If it's too acidic, it becomes a contaminant. If it's too alkaline, it becomes a contaminant. So our suggestion is to try to hold it somewhere between 7.2 to 9.5. That's the perfect levels for it. Now, the other, when you talk about the five different zones of contamination, which we've kind of run through real quickly, but the other thing is how long will your product remove those things? The most products on the market, it's rare that they will remove even 20 gallons.